Stand by for Vanguard Radio, investigative exclusive from Craig Cobb.
Good evening.
Mr. Gilmore.
Yeah.
Craig Cobb again, sir. I'm sorry. I live right here on the highway and I'm somebody looking for directions.
Oh, okay.
wasn't who I thought. Anyway, could I ask you a little bit more about Mr. Lyons? Because I was reading this article by J.D. Cash.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who he is?
I have heard that name.
Well, this fellow, you'll probably remember if I mention, he works for the McCurtain newspaper down there in Oklahoma. And after that horrible bombing, he began to do a lot of research. And the long and the short is now it turns out that this fellow who used to live with Mr. Lyons by the name of Holloway.
Yeah.
You've heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then, go ahead. Could you tell me? Because I had never heard of him. And
well, he was Kirk Lyons' like assistant for several years here in Black Mountain.
In the Cause or Cause
in
Foundation.
Cause, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So what? So go ahead.
Well, the article that Mr. Cash wrote in conjunction with a lieutenant colonel retired, and this was just this past week, states that Mr. Lyons is still Mr. Holloway's attorney. As of last Tuesday, he was quoted as having said that.
Uh-huh.
Or did I say that right? Mr. Holloway, rather, is being represented now by Mr. Lyons.
Well,
now,
what is he being represented? What's he done that he needs representation for?
That thought occurred to me, too. But that wasn't stated in the article.
Uh-huh. Because they were like partners in the Cause Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he did some of the investigating for Lyons on Waco, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
Right.
This article was just last week?
Yeah, it's online now in the McCurtain newspaper down there in Oklahoma.
When you say the McCurtain, is that the name of a town?
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not up on that at a drop of a hat here, but the long and the short is Mr. Cash has attained a lot of attention over the years because of his extremely accurate investigative reporting.
Uh-huh.
And he said Mr. Holloway is an ex-CIA pilot, as well as being special forces, and of course he helped negotiate the Montana Freeman 81-day, I think it was, siege in the late 90s. But the curious thing is that Cash claims, and I guess it's accepted as fact now, that Andres Strassmeyer and Mr. Holloway were living there in Black Mountain, where you are, with Kirk Lyons. Is that correct? Do you know that?
Well, I don't know how long Strassmeyer lived here. The word that we had was that he was escorted back to Germany with, I believe, Dave Holloway when it appeared after, you know, the Oklahoma bombing, mm-hmm. that the government was interested in pursuing him.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, one time, the sort of equivalent of 60 Minutes in Germany is, it's called, what's it, Spiegel, TV Spiegel.
Mm-hmm. News, Der Spiegel. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they came here and did a feature on Lyons and Strassmeyer's connection.
Well, now I've read in Germany that 11% of the parliament all over there now are neo-Nazis, and you would think that these fellows, this Strassmeyer, would have a hard time, you know, these guys have a reputation for being violent, don't they? I mean...
Well, I mean...
I don't mean the parliamentarians, but, yeah.
Yeah. What were you... I mean, I don't see what you're saying about Strassmeyer. I mean...
Right, in other words...
You know, the accusation was that he was at this... white supremacist place in Oklahoma.
Elohim, yeah, I've read.
Yeah, and that, you know, the possibility that he and McVeigh had met and things.
Do you believe that yourself? Does your org believe that? I wonder.
I don't know. I mean, I have no real knowledge mm-hmm. to say whether or not that's accurate. You know, there was a time when, you know, all of that extraneous kind of conspiracy and stuff was all, you know, thrown out by the judge so that it couldn't be pursued. There was even a Newsweek article saying that they wanted Lyons there as a witness, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not on the internet just now. I was going to ask the name of your organization again down in Black Mount.
Western North Carolina Citizens for an End to Institutional Bigotry.
Uh-huh. And is that a 501c3, might I ask? Or
yeah, it would tax deductible.
Are the churches helping you? I would hope.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, we get contributions from churches and uh-huh. different organizations.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a conspiracy or what it is. I don't know if I'll be able to remember the full name of your org, but it's kind of long. But you see, have you heard of this fellow Jesse Trentadue? Have you ever heard of him? He's a lawyer, I guess, from here in my state originally.
No.
Well, he's gotten these Freedom of Information Act documents, and that's what J.D. Cash based some of his article
uh-huh.
on. And in the Freedom of Information Act piece, this Holloway was... I guess interviewed on the sly by an FBI agent who had to make a 302 form, it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened is, according to Mr. Cash, this Holloway told this undercover or FBI fellow that he talked to McVeigh 2 days before. Well, this jibes with what FBI Director Louis Free had teletyped some of his top agents there after the investigation of the bombing. That is that the FBI had someone working on the inside 2 days before the bombing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Lyons, I believe, has acknowledged that they got a call from McVeigh at his office here just before the bombing.
Mm-hmm. Now, was that when Strassmeyer would have been in Elohim at that time, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just saying, I believe, if my memory serves correct, that Lyons was saying that the caller did not identify himself,
mm-hmm.
but that they felt it was McVeigh, and he said that what you all are doing, trying to work through the courts and stuff, is not working and real action has to be taken.
Well, this other thing, if you don't mind my asking, it's probably a public record. I don't mean to pry, but are you working with Southern Poverty Law Center?
Well, I mean, everybody who works, you know, you have contact with them, yeah.
Oh, well, the reason I inquire is because apparently they're saying there was a Southern Poverty Law Center informant involved there with the FBI at the time, and that somehow, unfortunately, they didn't get word that the bombing was about to occur. I guess there was some mix-up. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
I haven't ever heard that.
Well, some people are suggesting that that's Holloway, you see.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the inferences can
you
be drawn.
Holloway was undercover for the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Well, the inferences can be drawn, let's put it that way, on the basis of these 2 day this 2 day juxtaposition occurring in a couple of official documents which Jesse Trentadue has dug up.
Of course, it would look kind of weird for if Lyons thought that, he sure wouldn't be representing Holloway. He can't stand the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Well, why would...
Hold on one second.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I interrupted you. I was just saying...
No. Oh, I was just going to ask, though, why would... Okay, after... Imagine, here it is, 100 and some... What was it? 153, I've forgotten now. People perished.
168.
And 68. I was thinking it might have been the 60s. And then this fellow who was intimately involved, two of them, Strassmeyer and Holloway, were right there at Mr. Lyons' house in your town in Black Mountain, North Carolina, right?
Well, Holloway lived here.
Yeah, because of his involvement with Mr. Lyons, I should
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And Cause Foundation and such. And they had a provenance or a chronological history before that, I guess, in this other organizations that eventually went into Elohim, and I guess Strassmeyer went into Elohim and started dealing in weapons. But
well,
which is extraordinary for a German citizen. You know, his father was high up in the
right,
government. Yeah,
right. That's why. That really is why the TV was so interested in doing this story on him.
And they called you.
They called me. Yeah, they interviewed me.
When was that, Mr. Gilmore?
Oh, man. You know, it was some years ago. Mm-hmm. Let me just see if I have the... boy, it all blurs. I couldn't tell you. It was 5 or 6 years ago.
Well, who do you think, in all your researches on this, who is Mr. Strassmeyer, Andreas Strassmeyer? You know, this fellow from England was on the talk radios, you know, the Michael Reagan show, and I think G. Gordon Liddy some years ago. He used to, Pritchard Evans, he used to be on there quite regularly. And he's also, as Mr. Cash is, a very good reporter.
Uh-huh.
So who do you think, in your researches?
Who do I think Mr. Strassmeyer is?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know, other than the son of that that politician you were talking about.
Right, but I mean, here he is in another country.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly trading weapons.
Lyons, I think, has acknowledged that he advised that he might find that Ellahome City a good place to live.
Right. But if Mr. Holloway... check this out. Okay. In this redacted 302, which the McCurtain newspaper has online, this FBI agent who wrote this document, which Jesse Trentadue got from the federal government under the Freedom of Information Act.
Do you have a copy of that?
It's right online. I don't have a copy here, and I don't have a fax machine.
Could you send me a link?
I sure can, if you give me your email. But do you want to do that now or after?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
Go ahead. Let me see. Grab a pen here. Yes, go ahead.
It's WNCCEIB.
WNCCEIB.
Right. That stands for Western North Carolina Citizens for an End to Institutional Bigotry, a long
mm-hmm.
name.
Mm-hmm.
At
mm-hmm.
Buncombe.
Buncombe?
Buncombe. That's the name of the county here. B-U-N-C-O-M-B-E.
Wait, excuse me. B-O-N-C...
B-U-N...
Uh-huh.
C-O-M-B-E.
Oh, Buncombe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buncombe dot... Main, M-A-I-N,
mm-hmm.
dot N-C,
mm-hmm.
dot U-S.
Wow, that's a long one. Okay, I've got it, though, I believe.
And it's on our website, too.
Right.
If you put that first thing in, W-N-C-C-E-I-B,
mm-hmm.
you'll get to our website.
Okay. Now, on this 302, which, keep in mind, was written by an FBI agent about a meeting he had with Mr. Holloway after the bombing and several years after, I believe it was 96 or 7. Now, he said that Mr. Holloway told him he had an M16 with an M203 grenade launcher. Now, tell me, how often do these white supremacists walk around with grenade launchers and not get investigated by the FBI?
Yeah, that is a big issue and question.
Oh, it is. So you mean this is not, you've heard this?
I mean, no, I don't know about him specifically,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of people right now are wondering why the FBI is, you know, focusing on international
mm-hmm.
and not as much on domestic.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess it's hard to, the Mason-Dixon line or whatever, you know, on the international level is gone. The whole world is here now, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
maybe they figure that there's so many... Muslim and Zionist terrorists
yeah.
in this country.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have taken their war right to our country. Mm-hmm. I don't. Sometimes I feel like that. But why? I wonder. Do you see what I mean? I mean, it's just stretches imagination as to why. Now I've been trying to reach Mr. Lyons, and I did call him up, but he's busy at some conference in Tennessee.
Uh huh. Probably. Confederate sons of Confederate veterans.
Mm, I believe so, something like that, because I wanted to get his take on it. But as I say, Mr. Cash, the writer, says that he's currently Mr. Holloway's lawyer. Well, where is Mr. Dave Holloway? And I'll tell you, I was in the military, and you know, I was a bright fellow when I was young, and they actually asked me, essentially told me that if I do this and that, I could get invited to join the NSA, the National Security Agency.
Mm-hmm.
So they regularly recruit in these... from the Green Berets and,
yeah.
and such.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was a CIA pilot, too. So,
Not aware of that.
Yeah, that's what Mr. Cash says. So just as we had those CIA pilots down in Mena, Arkansas, you know.
Right.
Allegedly flying cocaine from South America. What I mean is, I have doubts as to what, and you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center involvement, if there is any, I wish somehow that that could be gotten out in the open via Freedom of Information Act documents and investigative reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if that fellow Morris Dees is talking out of both sides of his mouth, I don't know if he is.
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine his doing that?
No.
Well, Bill O'Reilly did a big story on him, and he said they had, I guess it's, 50 or 60-some million dollars?
100 million.
It's 100 million?
Yeah.
Where does he get all that?
He is a master fundraiser.
He is?
He's been doing it for many years. And he's got a track record of closing down white supremacists.
Who gives him all the money, though, I wonder? Churches, not churches alone, surely.
People, individuals, foundations.
Is he able to contribute to your org a little bit? I mean, I'm sure your org is doing good work compared. I mean, maybe his is too, but
they keep it pretty much to themselves.
They do. Well, that doesn't seem right.
Well, that's, they do good work. We all admire what they do.
Well, it would be awfully dangerous.
About all the criticisms.
Well, see, here's the problem.
But the thing is, you hadn't got anybody else in the country who's doing what they're doing.
But the problem is, all their good work is going to come to an end if it turns out that they had an informant, or they knew, along with the FBI, had a so-called joint sting. This is being bandied about, you see, by this Mr. Trenton Dew and J.D. Cash via articles. The implication is the suggestion that, according to federal documents that have been revealed, you see,
well,
this is not just somebody just piping off.
There's so much stuff that gets thrown around when you start getting into the conspiracy theories and this and that. It's going to take a court case to ferret that kind of stuff
out. But what if
if you could send me the link to that newspaper article and to the 302, I would really appreciate
it. I'll certainly do that. But I can't, not in the midst of our conversation, but here's the problem. See, imagine if all those bombing victims were to sue the SPLC, then all the SPLC's good works would come to a screeching halt. You see what I mean?
I see what you mean, but it sounds so far-fetched that it just seems like fantasy.
Well, this is why I called you, Mr. Gilmore, because the relationship between Kirk Lyons, Andreas Strassmeyer, and Dave Holloway, to me, is far-fetched, and SPLC, and the FBI.
Well, that's pretty much documented.
Which part of that?
The Strassmeyer's connection with Lyons and Holloway.
Yeah, but you see, with this two-day issue, the one that FBI Director Louis Free mentioned in his teletype to the agents, he said that they had a man in there. They had information 2 days before the bombing from their source. And on top of that, Jesse Trenton, Louis Free.
No, said they had information that there was going to be a bombing?
I'll have to look at...
I haven't heard that. They would have been...
When I say information, they had an informer. They knew, and there was the thing with Carol Howe, the ATF agent. You remember her, don't you?
I don't know that name.
I think there's some quibbling as to whether she was officially an agent or a paid informant.
In Ellahom City?
Yeah, I believe she was there, but there was actually a trial. Mr. Cash wrote about that too, and there was another state senator down there in Oklahoma who actually became quite afraid of the federal government as a result of all of his investigations.
Uh-huh.
But
if you could send me those links, and maybe we can talk after I've looked at those.
Well, do you know Mr. Dees? Could you contact him and tell him about this story? Because I don't know if he knows.
Hey, you can go on his website and email him yourself.
Well, he'd probably he knows you, does he not? Because I don't know him.
Well, I think if you emailed him that, he would sit up.
Well, do you know him, Mr. Gilmore? Because I'm sure he gets pestered by press individuals all over the country.
I'm not going to just send him that. I haven't even read anything,
No, of course I understand you. But what I'm saying is it's shocking.
They track every, newspaper across the country. So, I mean...
The $100 million, I guess so.
So they would certainly have J.D. Cash's articles. I'm sure they're totally aware of it.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, Can I just ask you about Mr. Lyons a little bit more? Because I want before I talk to him.
I would, except my daughter has just asked me to come play a game before she goes to sleep.
Well, you know, we've had a long talk. I appreciate it, sir.
Is it a quick question?
Do you think Mr. Lyons works for the United States government, or do you think he's a real white supremacist?
Well, you know, I think that that doubt in some white supremacist minds is what caused the downfall of the Cause Foundation.
Is that right? Well, I didn't know anything about that.
Well, he wrote a real kind of bitter letter to people that had sent money, sort of embittered that they had suspicions and they weren't giving him money and that sort of thing. And that's when he sort of moved into this Southern Heritage business.
Mm-hmm. Have you debated him?
No.
But you know him, don't you?
We don't deal with him directly.
Okay. Mr. Gilmore, thank you very much.
Okay. Well, I look forward to seeing those links.
Okay, sir. I'll get them out to you.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Please stay tuned to Vanguard Radio for more updates to this story and other investigative exclusives. Also visit govnn.com and vnnforum.com. The Aryan Alternative, news and views for whites you won't find anywhere else. The Aryan Alternative is a print publication of uncensored news for whites. Issue 2 is available now. Be the first in your neighborhood to distribute news without the Jews by ordering 100 copies for $12 through the Vanguard News Network. Visit govnn.com for ordering information. The Aryan Alternative and the Vanguard News Network. No Jews, just right.
You're listening to Vanguard Radio.